following last vocabulary.
Something that's difficult to do, Sandra. Striking a balance between your work and your life.
That's right, Colby. And it's not just people who have children. It's everybody, I think. It's hard to say, okay, this is my life. This is my work.
It's my life.
Here they overlap and here they don't. Okay.
So overlap, that's a good word, Sandra. Is it solapan? They overlap.
So it's important to find the perfect balance.
You know, everyone used to say to me, antes me decía todo el mundo, mm-hmm. of course you live in Spain because in the United States you live to work and in Spain you work to live. But that's changing quite a bit, and that has changed quite a bit since the time I first got here. People work long days in Spain. In fact, Spain has one of the longest working days in Europe.
Yes, not necessarily the most productive, but definitely
that's the problem, and hopefully that will get better in the future. But yes. Spanish people work a lot, and I think it's unfair.
Es injusto.
The reputation that Spain is like the tierra de siestas y mañana y voy a coger el mediodía y tres horas a comer.
Yeah.
When in fact Spanish people work longer hours than just about anybody. Think about all the multinational companies you've taught English in. I remember teaching. I've taught in Dutch companies, in Swedish companies, and in fact the Swedish company that I taught at. People knew that if you didn't call the Stockholm office before 5 o'clock. You were in trouble because everybody went home at 5:30 in Stockholm. Basically, I can just imagine the whistle blowing.
Es el silbato de
and Sebo. Everyone going home.
Yeah.
And so all of my poor students who were there till 7 and 8 o'clock could not get in touch with their colleagues at the home office.
And they probably weren't getting paid overtime on top of it.
So let's talk about, Sandra, striking that balance between work and life.
All right, here we go. Equilibrio.
Balance. So balance is not balance.
No. Equilibrio. Balance.
No.
Límite o separación.
Boundary. So, Sandra, you have to define the boundaries between your work life and your private life.
Exactly. It's important. Horario.
Your schedule. Mm-hmm. Very important to have a defined schedule.
Yes. Adicto al trabajo.
A workaholic. So, an alcoholic is someone who is addicted to alcohol, a workaholic. My father's a workaholic.
Really?
But my father loves his job.
Okay, that's awesome.
And he works all the time.
Okay.
He has an office at his house.
Hey, if he's happy.
And perfect. Sunday night he works and he loves it.
All right. Un papel.
Your role.
Okay, so that's right. El papel que...
What's your role at work? What's your role at home?
Exactly. Ambigüedad.
Ambiguity. Mm-hmm. Now, Sandra, this causes a lot of stress. When your job is ambiguous, you don't know exactly what you should be doing and who does what at the company. It's very stressful.
Yes, it is. Factura.
A toll. So toll is peaje.
Yes.
But it's also, we say that something...
takes a toll. Pasa factura.
Uh-huh. So something takes a toll on you, some stress or overtime or...
Yes. Bajo presión.
Under pressure. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Sandra, that's also very stressful. Maybe you don't have the longest workday in the world, but if you are under immense pressure to meet deadlines, for example, it takes a toll.
It does. Having a deadline over your head constantly... definitely takes a toll. Apoyo.
A chicken.
No.
Sorry.
Apoyo con Y.
Support.
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 Exactly. So you need a lot of support.
From your colleagues. From your colleagues, your bosses, and your family members.
Yes. Guardería.
Daycare.
Yeah, I think.
So remember... a lot of times you use the term in Europe, kindergarten. Kindergarten, at least in the U.S., I don't know about the U.K., but in the U.S., kindergarten is preescolar.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for example, a school is usually called K through 12 or K through 6.
Yeah.
Means kindergarten to sexto.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten is not the guardería in Estados Unidos. No. It is daycare.
Una canguro, un canguro.
A babysitter. Mm-hmm. Here, a lot of times, Spanish will say el babysitter.
El babysitter, that's right. Right.
So sometimes you need a babysitter. Although, if you're talking about someone who takes care of your kids while you're at work, it's probably more of a nanny than a babysitter. Babysitter is like when you go out to dinner at night.
Mm. In Spain, the concept of a babysitter is just not very developed. I don't know. I hardly know anybody in Spain who actually hires a babysitter to look after their kids if they go out one night or something. In the U.S., it's a typical job. When you're a teenager, you are a babysitter in your neighborhood. People know you and pay you a little bit to take care of their kids. Horas extras.
Overtime.
Mm-hmm. Often not paid, sometimes paid time and a half.
Yeah, that's true.
Cuando se paga más que las horas normales. Viaje de negocios.
Business trip. Mm-hmm. So remember, a travel, no, a trip. So Sandra, how does this affect your life? Well, if you're on the road all the time.
Yeah. I have a cousin. He's my age. He works for a company that's based in Madrid. But he works 5 days a week in Barcelona, and he flies home on the weekends.
Wow.
So he's on a project, but he's been on the project for like 6 months.
That's a long commute.
Yes, it is.
Now, I met some people, Sandra, on my last trip to France. Mm-hmm. I met some people from my village.
Really?
In a small village in France. And we were talking. Very nice family.
Uh-huh.
And the father was saying, I am on the road so much that I'm barely at home. And I hate the fact that I'm apenas estoy en casa porque estoy viajando siempre.
Yeah. Una baja.
Leave. So medical leave, maternity leave is baja por maternidad.
Trapicheos de oficina.
So, office politics. This is not la política de la oficina. Office politics means those little games where I know this boss is against the other boss and I'm going to go with this boss because I think he will be more powerful in the future. And I want... So, that's what we're talking about.
Horrible.
That can be very stressful.
Yes, it can. Carga de trabajo.
Your workload.
Mm-hmm. I like a constant workload. It's kind of, that's when things become stressful, when your workload varies throughout the year.
Yeah, when you have peaks of activity, then spikes where you're very, very busy and then not very busy and then really, really busy. And then I understand what you're saying there.
Hacer malabarismos.
To juggle. And here we don't mean literally.
No.
We mean juggling. I have to pick up the kids from school, and I have to get the presentation ready, and tomorrow I have to go to Vigo, and you have to juggle all of these things and make them compatible.
Exactly. Bajar de ritmo.
To downshift. So literally, bajar de marcha.
Yes. Recortar.
To cut back. Mm-hmm. So a lot of companies cut back on expenses.
They do.
You know, when the crisis hit, my sister was telling me that they cut back at her office and they eliminated the shuttle bus.
Ooh, quitaron el autobús de traslado.
Uh-huh. And they eliminated coffee from the break room.
Wow.
Yeah.
The shuttle bus could be very inconvenient because
They have a parking lot,
but
it's far away from the office.
Yeah.
That they rent, alquilan un parking, pero está lejos. Mm-hmm. And there's a bus that takes you from the parking lot to the office. They eliminated the bus.
So they have to walk.
I guess.
Oh, all right. Reducir.
To cut down.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would like to cut down on hours. Mm-hmm. So we say cut down on something.
Crecimiento personal.
Personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are willing to sacrifice because they are growing personally or professionally.
Yes.
Like maybe the hours are bad or the workload is heavy, but in exchange they're receiving some type of education or training.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of companies offer education and different training. And I think that helps. It motivates the personnel and gives them something to grow with. Año sabático.
A sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
Sabbatical year, I think Brits call it even sabbatical.
Traslado de ciudad.
A transfer, well, relocation. Transfer is more in the same same building, different department. Mm-hmm. And relocation is that they send you to a new city. I was relocated to St. Louis.
Llegar a quemarse.
Uh-huh. To burn out or to be burnt out. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to burn out. And
quemarse.
And burn out. Mm-hmm. Is it something we talk about in English? That's el estado de estar quemado.
Yes.
So worker burnout is a big problem. We'll be right back.
Pueblo Inglés, more than English.